Right now, we do it every Thursday at this time. Am I the Jerk? And we have gotten several emails. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. So let's go through these and see what they are.
All right, this one is from AJ, fellas. Let's see if AJ is the jerk or not. I recently played tennis with my girlfriend at some local public courts. There were some courts available next to other people playing, but there was no dividing fence, so the tennis balls would roll into each other's court. There are also courts that are by themselves and empty that are a little past those that were currently being played on, so we would have had to had the court to ourselves. When we got there, there was a lady playing fetch with her golden retriever. It was a fenced-in area so the dog couldn't run away. She asked us if we could go play on the other courts next to the ones that were currently occupied. I said to her that these are for tennis, and I don't see where this is a dog park. In a huff, she said, "I can't believe this. Come on, Maggie, let's go." Am I the jerk for not going to the other court and accommodating her and wanting to use the public facility for what it was designed for? Or, since it's public, can anyone do what they want even if it's meant for a certain sport? That's for OJ. So instead of, you know, having to work around tennis balls rolling on other people's courts as one by itself, but there's a lady playing fetch with a nice pup.
Come on, Maggie, let's go.
I think I'm going to side with Maggie and
that's
and
the
her
dog.
Owner.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm going to side with them. If there is an open court, then why not just go? I can identify with not wanting to be around any other humans. Believe me, I definitely can.
I see.
But if there is an open court and there's nowhere for dog to play and she's using the alone court that is fenced in and like we can all be in a community together, seems like a pretty easy decision to make.
So she's, if she was playing tennis, this would be no issue.
Definitely not.
But since she's just playing fetch with a dog.
What kind of ball are we using to play fetch with the dog? Because if it's a tennis ball, I'm definitely siding with
tennis.
Maggie.
I think that Maggie and the dog owner are the jerk. Because I agree with him. It's a tennis court. If it's enclosed, it's there to play tennis. If he wants to use that court and you're not playing tennis, get off of it.
The onus is on the person not using the court for what it's supposed to be used for.
Yeah, like if they're playing tennis, okay, you go to the next one. Hey, this isn't, he's right. This isn't a dog park. It's made for tennis. I came here to play tennis. I'm going to play on this court.
But there is a place for you still to play tennis. There is no place for her to play with her dog in this facility. Maybe she only has 15. Maybe, I mean,
so sad.
I guess I totally understand, and I'm kind of with you that the anus is on the person who is not using the facilities for what they're available for or specified for. However, if there are open spaces and one can accommodate something else and you can still do what you want to do, I kind of feel like you're a little jerky.
I'm kind of leaning toward Travis. Like, I get it. Okay, she's not playing tennis, but what if she's there? She's occupying that space, and it's not like it's nothing else available.
I'll just go to that tennis court and take a poop.
Like, okay, well, if the dog's doing on the court.
I'm not going to go play tennis while you're doing it.
I mean,
yeah, if the dog's doing on the court, that's a totally different thing.
I don't know, man. I guess to me, like,
so because she's not using it for tennis,
right? If somebody shows up and wants to use it to play tennis.
Okay. You agree with that, Tyler? You think she's the jerk?
Yeah, I'm with our tennis guy here. And also, is the dog stealing his tennis balls to play fetch with?
That's Inception, and I don't know.
Okay.
If it was, then
I'm with tennis guy.
I'm with
okay,
them.
I feel like it's 3-2.
Yeah, I think we're getting outvoted here.
I think we are getting outvoted.
That's okay.
So, AJ, you are right in the situation to ask Maggie and her owner to get the heck out of there. Although I feel like, okay, I already said my
piece.
Yeah,
no, we set our piece, and
we're outvoted.
That's right.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. Okay, you know what? That's out of context.
Piling on, too.
This is from Jason. I recently flew on an airline flight for the open seating airline for work. And I am lucky to have to work for a company who pays for upgraded seats.
Oh, look at this guy.
Q Vivaldi.
Obviously not Cumulus.
Whoa.
Dude.
Kind of went in for the kill there, buddy.
Kind of went in for some of that. Come on.
Went in for the OJ right there.
Okay.
I boarded as
and got away with it too.
And got away with it. I boarded as part of the first group and took my preferred seat in the first row on the aisle. The flight attendants and captain announced the flight was only half booked and that everybody can have their own row. An older husband and wife boarded after me and took the middle seat next to me and the window next to the middle seat. Both the husband and wife did not speak English and decided to watch a film in Spanish without headphones. Okay. I kept looking in their direction, and finally, I asked the flight attendants if they could be given their own row. Am I the jerk for asking this? Nothing wrong with that. In good faith, Jason.
No, you're not the jerk.
Yeah, no, Jason, you're definitely in the clear here.
Those people are hands down the jerk. Now, one thing that they set next to you is just whatever, but the non-headphones thing, watching a movie.
Just teaming up.
That happened to me on my flight back from Nashville, and I turned around and asked them to either turn it down.
Did you really?
Yeah. I wasn't going to listen to that. I was like, hey, excuse me, do you mind using some headphones or turning that down?
And they said?
They just looked at me like, oh my God, I can't believe there's other people in the world.
Did they use headphones or did they continue to watch the movie?
They turned the volume up.
They turned it down. They turned it off because I didn't hear it. She didn't respond. She just like looked at me with like these big wide eyes and I just stared at her. And in my head, I thought some things and I think she could see it in my eyes. And she...
But if everyone can have their own row and they move next to you...
That seems weird.
I feel like maybe just get up and move.
Right. That is, okay, that's a good point. If there are available rows, why don't you just move?
Like, I get it. You boarded first. You sat down first. Right. I understand.
Seems weird going up to the flight attendant.
Could you get them to move?
Could you move these two people so that my one person can be here by myself?
He could be superstitious. He has to have that seat, the row number or something.
Your superstitions mean nothing here.
Then if you have to sit there, then you have to just face the consequences if that's the case.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he could have gotten up and moved, sure.
What if they're superstitious against headphones? They think they're going to bore into their ears or something. Well, just
my
as
superstition
ridiculous.
Is you having ears.
Yeah, now the watching the movie without headphones.
That's wild.
That is a jerk move.
That is. That's bad.
I probably would just stew in my own seat and not
How
say
can
anything.
You hear the movie over the plane
you
with
have
no
to
headphones.
Turn it up so loud that it's going to disturb everyone.
Yeah, that's the whole point where you're just going like, what are you doing?
And if you're trying to fall asleep, I can see maybe saying, look.
Hey, can we come to an agreement?
Like, I feel Matt maybe went in with a little...
Vitriol?
Little attitude.
Yeah.
No, I just was like, hey, I mean... Well, yeah, I guess maybe I did, but... because I'm just so shocked that people think no one else in the world matters. And it blows my mind.
I don't know if that's the thought of everyone. There are some people who do feel like if they're their own little world, then yeah, no one cares. But some people are just kind of oblivious to the fact that it's going to disturb everyone else.
And when you turn around and you ask them, hey, do you mind turning that down or using some headphones? And they will.
Because think about it. If they're in their own world and think about if somebody just asks you a random question in the street to do something, you're going to be like, whoa, what are you? Like, it's not I can't believe you're asking me this. It's just, whoa, what's going on right now? Like, it would be shocking to be in your own little world and then somebody would be like, hey, you're doing something that's annoying me. Can you stop? Doesn't matter what it is. You're going to be wide-eyed and be like, whoa, what's happening to me right now?
I feel like I could bring this up because I may have one now that I just thought about it when you said not, you know, people not, you know, kind of in their own world because I have a neighbor who has a very, very loud car.
Okay.
Like, seriously, like
the muffler
their catalytic
thing.
Converter has been gone for a long time. And they do park in the back that's really close to my bedroom. And they work, like, really odd times of the day and night.
Do they wake you up from your sweepy?
It's 11:45, and all of a sudden you hear...
Yeah.
We used to have some motorcycles that lived in our neighborhood that would routinely wake the kids up when they would drive by, bumping music and their motorcycles being loud.
And I get it. You can't help it.
Yeah.
But it's almost like it would be better if it's in the front and not in the back to where it's extremely loud.
Can just go around
knock on his
house.
Door. When he opens it, just, hi, hey, man, you're cool. And then just
I just kind of put a catalytic converter on his... I don't know how much those things cost, so I'm not going
to
spend it
go
on
to
him.
But like a parts yard or something, probably get a deal.
But it's really loud, and I almost feel like I want to say something.
That would drive me insane.
Bro.
Is your car, like, is it supposed to sound like that?
Yeah, put it in neutral and push it down the street and then start that thing. And don't disturb me. How about that? I'll report back.
Okay. Yeah, let us
maybe
know.
Maybe I'll have Matt do it for me.
Since yeah, he's bold.
Yeah, I think I can.
I have no problem with confrontation.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Jose says, I drive a pickup truck, and every time there is an upcoming lane merge, and I see other vehicles that purposely wait till the very end to merge, I start riding both lanes until the lane finally merges. Jerk or no?
Man,
it's a jerk move.
It is, but I do that.
Technically, to merge, you're supposed to go all the way to the end. That's how merging works.
Dude.
You're that guy,
yeah,
huh?
You suck.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No, you're not.
But there are for real.
Like, but there are a lot of times where you're
traffic gonna, flow, that's how merging works.
But you're holding up two lanes because sometimes you have to come to a complete stop right. If the car is not letting you in. And you're
just get over
the lane
as early as you possibly can.
The problem is nobody understands how, like, a zipper is like this. You don't, like, merge up here and then try to maybe come here. I mean, you merge at the point and it merges like that and it'll flow way better if everybody did that.
Yeah,
but
I
nobody
think you're
wants
wrong
to,
about that.
I'm telling you.
I feel like
well,
that's
I'm telling
the,
you.
I feel like that's the excuse of people who wait until the very
right.
last minute to get
that's
over.
That's what they're thinking, and I get that, but like your zipper idea works the exact same way if you see that this lane ends in 500 feet and you just start getting over as soon as you can. That's
how
the zipper works.
The zipper merge is the most effective way to keep traffic moving. Everyone stays in two lanes until the last possible second, and the car merges into the exit one at one time. It uses the most surface area on the highway to get people to with the exit.
I really appreciate that definition
Nailed
from Webster's.
It.
So,
but I still just think that you're gonna screw us and yourself over by going to the end of the merge.
Also, a zipper has multiple teeth. If you're one car that's flying by everybody right. to get to the front, that's not zippering.
Multiple teeth
that's you
skipping. Is a really good analogy.
That's no. debagging.
That's fine. No, this is like a traffic study thing that I read because I was curious about all the, like, why do we have traffic jams when nothing is going on?
It's because we don't know what we're doing and Matt
and
does.
And I feel like there are...
I didn't do this study.
And the
I
cars
the study.
That are already in the lane, they have to stop because the person in the left lane, if they're merging right, and yeah, that's what causes the flow of traffic. I understand your thought process. Everyone is just not friendly to
right. That's the
make
problem,
that happen.
Is that we don't allow
car,
enough
I'm
space.
I'm not letting them in. Because so I would be upset too if I waited 10 minutes in a line, and then your time is way more precious than mine. That you have to zip all the way to the front and then get over at the last minute.
Yeah, I encounter
I've been
this
waiting here
every single
that's
day
the thing,
too.
Yeah.
Like I have, I get off 20 to get on 360 to go home, and there's a lane that it warns you in 500 feet, this lane is going to end. And everybody starts getting over except for three people every
Matt.
Day. Matt and his best friends that all went to the same driving school, the zipper boys. Yeah, the zipper boys, all going as fast as they can, 75 past everybody who stopped in traffic because this lane is open because it's a merged lane that is going to end.
Yeah, the problem is that most people don't understand that. So
I guess count me in that group.
There's no reason to even try. Like I just get over. I don't care. Like I mean, I'm just sitting in my car. I got nowhere to go. I'm never in a hurry. I'm a very patient driver, so I don't. But no, I mean, that's what it's true.
Matt Zippleboy McLaren, Donovan Lewis, it's the world's most dangerous midday show.
I can't believe you
that
guys have never heard
am
of that.
Am I the jerk? No, I have heard that before.
Okay,
am
you.
I the jerk for the week? You can send more situations, scenarios at amithejerk1310@gmail.com. Love that segment.